I'm going to start here at the top of Pei Tet Amud Aleph. The Gemara is going to continue discussing in the Mishnah what each of the measurements were used for. So we said that the Chatzi Log was used for the Shemen the Todah. Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says, Ma Talmud Omar Bashemen Bashemen Shnei Pe'amim. So what does it mean that they said Beshemen twice in the Pasuk? If you read the Pasuk by the Todah, in Vayikra Zayin, Pasuk Yud Bet, Im al Todah yakrivenu v'ikriv al zevach ha-Todah chalot matzot bulot bashemen, urukikei matzot meshuchim bashemen, so merbechet chalot bulot bashemen. The word bashemen is repeated twice in the Pasuk. So ilu noremar elu bashemen echad had only written the word bashemen once, haydumer harihu k'chola menachot. And it's like any other mincha, lalog, against one log, shav shekatu bashemen Bashemen twice, have a riboy achariboy, ben riboy achariboy elo lemayet. And when you have a riboy achariboy, I have two riboyim through the word bashemen, which was unnecessary. Therefore, I have a riboy achariboy elo mayet. See, matakul tuv the chatzilog. So it dropped it down to be a chatzilog shemen for the todah versus the normal log for every mincha. Mar says, riboy achariboy, why did you get a riboy achariboy for? Chad riboy hu. There's only one riboy here. So the explanation, or at least what the shonim say here, is that you need one of them legufo. You need one of them for the actual word. You need to know b'shemen. You need to know that's b'shemen. So the second one is only the first riboy. Elo ilo ne'amar b'shemen kolikar. Had it not written b'shemen at all, ha'itimeri hu k'chola menachot. That's like all the other menachot. Log, meaning one log for the whole thing. Achshav she'amar b'shemen b'shemen. V'riboy achar riboy. V'en riboy achar riboy elo lema'et. Now I have a riboy achar riboy, and that's ma'et. Matol katuv l'chatzi log. Yochol yehei chatzi log lezeh. So I would have thought that it would work. I would have broken up the chatzilog down for the three minim. What are the three minim? We have the chametz, which is its own category. Now we have the matzot that are broken down to the three pieces, which are matzot bilulot b'shemen, rikikei matzot mishuchim b'shemen, besolot murbechet, the revucha. So I would have thought that I take this half log and divide it evenly amongst these three different matzot. We have the chalotu rikikim ol revucha, shomer b'shemen b'revucha. Now you have another shemen. The word b'shemen is used three times in the pasuk. Therefore, shein tamadoma the riba shemen the revucha. That comes include extra shemen for the revucha. How do I do that? Haketzat mevi chatzilok shemen. I bring the chatzilok Shemen now because I already have a riboy achar riboy with ma'itet. Had it not written Shemen at all, it would have been a standard Shemen. Now that it wrote Shemen twice, already that's a riboy achar riboy with ma'it. And then now I have another Shemen at the end of the pasuk. So that's coming to the rabot that the revucha gets extra Shemen from that chatzi log. So what do? I do chetzio the chalot to the rikikim. The half of that log, a quarter of the log, goes to the chalot and the rikikim. Chetzio the revucha. And the revucha gets half of it, meaning it gets a full quarter log. So the revucha will get a quarter of that log. The chalot and Rikikim together will get a quarter log, adding up to the Chatzi log. And obviously, Chalot and Rikikim will split it, an eighth and an eighth. We saw before in the Gemara what you do. If there's extra Shemen, do you move it over from one to the other, or does it go to the Kohanim? But what's interesting here is only that the order of the Pasuk matters. The word Bashemen is written three times in the Pasuk. It's only because Revucha is the last thing in the Pasuk that Bashemen gives it the extra Shemen. Because we use the first two Bashemen that teach us a Riboy Achar Riboy, and then the third Bashemen tells you, oh, that gets extra Shemen. Had the Pasuk been in any other order, then we wouldn't have done it. They're just doing it sequentially through the Pasuk, you have three times the word Bashemen. Samalo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Akiva. Imatami Rabbe Kol Yom Kulo Bashemen Bashemen Eni Yashomei Alecha. This is a classic. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who is part of the core Mesora and Brachos and the Gemara Brachos, when they're looking for a new Nasi, they have Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's pick be the Nasi to replace Rabbi Gamliel at the time. Then you have Rabbi Akiva, who obviously is lacking in a certain amount of Mesora. And Rabbi Akiva's whole methodology for Limud is either through Svara or through Limud from the words Bashemen. So he's. He also, right, didn't have split votes, but he also had didn't have as strong a Mesorah, and you see that a lot of times that you'll have an argument, Rabbi Akiva will say Misvara, he'll say something, and someone else will say, I was there and I saw this in the Mikdash. Those types of arguments. This is a classic Rabbi Akiva where he has a Limud Bashemin Bashemin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, I'm not gonna listen to you Bashemin Bashemin. Hello? Chatzilok Shemin le Todah, Uvriyid Shemin le Nazir, Vechadasa Yom Sheben Nidah le Nidah, Halacha le Moshe Misinai. So Rabbi Elazar said, no, it's Halacha le Moshe Misinai. What are you learning out of the Pasuk? So now we have the Chatzilok Shemin le Todah, which we learned in the previous parak, and what we're talking about now, the Revi'at Shemen the Nazir, because it has two of the minim out of the three matzot by the Todah, and those two minim are the Chalot and the Rikikim, which means they get an eighth each, so that adds up to a quarter. And Acharas Hayom Sheben Nida the Nida are the days in between, meaning that a Nida, the time that she sees the Am, she has to sit Shiva days, doesn't matter Nikim, not Nikim, she has 7 days. After those 7 days expire, she has 11 days in which they are considered Ben Nida the Nida, and those 11 7 days, every day that she sees dam, she has to be shomer to yom kin neged yom. Unless she hits 3 days, and then 3 days she'll become a zavag gedola, and she has to wait shiva nekiim. The Gemara Nida says echmiru b'not Yisrael atzman, that they always, anytime they saw dam, they're machmir to be yoshevet keilu they are a zavag gedola. And that's become the common practice why the women today wait shiva nekiim, is based on the fact that we consider everyone to be a zavag gedola because we're afraid someone lost their count and they're not careful, so they're all machmir to have shiva nekiim. So now belog ayamodid. So now what do they use the log for? Tana Rabbanan, Bitzara Anitiv. And at Zara Anit says, Isaron Balul Velog. That it says that Isaron comes mixed with a log. Limeid al Isaron Shaton Log Divrei Chachamim. We saw in the Mishnah, the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah about how many log are used for a mincha per Isaron. So Chachamim say it's all ratio. Every Isaron gets a log shemen. Where do they know that from? They know that from the Mitzara Ani. It says, Isaron Balul Velog. So it says, every Isaron gets a log, and it might have been unnecessary to say it there. We'll see, because you also have the mitzvah Ashir. So now, limit al Yisroon shatun log, divrei chachamim, Rav Nechemya, Rav Elazar, omrim, afilu mincha shel shishim esronim, in laila loga. Even up to 60 Yisroon, only one log. Now, 60 is the maximum, because that's the largest mincha you can bring in a single kli. And every kli, individual kli, requires at least one log shemen. So here they say that you get one log shemen for the entire, no matter how big it is, from one Yisroon to 60, it's in one kli, one log shemen. Where do they know that from? Shnemar, it says, la mincha v'log shemen. It says that the mincha gets a log shaman for every mincha. Rabbi Chemi, Rabbi Lazar, Ben Yaakov, or Rabbi Lazar, Hay Yisaron Balul, Vilog, Mayavidei. What do they do with the pasuk that the Chemim bring by the Mitzorani? It says, Haule Gufe. They need it for the Mitzorani himself. Kamar Rachmana, Laiti Chad Yisaron. Torah says, bring, let the Mitzorani bring one Yisaron. Vidach, why do the Chachamim not need it for that? Because, Lo Tzorech, Midigali Rachmana, Gabe Mitzora. When it comes to a Mitzora Ashir, Gilmu Makarbanot, Gilmu Esronot. When it comes to the Mitzora, he's bringing three karbanot. He's bringing a Olah Chatat and an Asham Mitzora. Each of those require a Mincha, their Kvasim. Each one requires a single Mincha, Mincha Nisachim that comes with it, which is a single Isaron. So therefore here, Hachachacha, the Chad Karban, over here when he has one Korban, because he's bringing the bird, that he's bringing the Olah Chatat from the birds, and therefore the single Korban that he brings should only require one Mincha Nisachim, one Isaron. So I can deduce that from the fact of the, or from the layout of the Mitzora Ashir, I can learn that the Mitzora Ani. So therefore I know, dear Chad Chaban, Chad Yisroon, Bidach, Yitzrich, Sachadat Chamino, Oyo V'chas Rachman Alei. I would have thought because by the Mitzora Ani, the Torah gives him special dispensation that he's able to bring a lesser amount of Karbanol, but to Yeh B'dalut, to bring it in a state of poverty or his economic ability to bring, maybe he shouldn't need a Mincha Nesachim whatsoever. They're already giving him dispensations not to bring Karbanol. Maybe even the Karban he brings does not require Nesach. Bidach, the Gamre, Lo Ashkachan. We never find such a case. We don't find a case where we don't find any other precedent for that. So if we don't have any other precedent for that, why would you think over here all of a sudden that he gets this dispensation where he doesn't have to bring a mincha nesachim? True, he brings birds instead of a behema, he brings a mincha instead of the animals. But that animal that he does bring, he has to bring like everyone else. He's got to bring with mincha nesachim. So Rabbanan, how the mincha v'log shemen mayav dilei? What do they do with the pasuk of Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Lazar? How will the mitna day mincha shelo yivchot mitavar aton log? That comes to teach you that someone who is offering up a mincha nedava, the minimum he must bring is a log shemen. Well, if the minimum he must bring is a log shemen, what's the minimum he must bring from the flowers? And Isaron. That's a pol yotzei mizeh. Umayniu Isaron. If the minimum is a log and the ratio is log to Isaron, then the minimum he must bring for a mincha nedava is Isaron. Vidach tartish v'amino. The Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Nechemya say, I can learn both the things out from there. I can learn out both the fact that the minimum korban mincha is an Isaron and a log, as well as the fact that a log is the definition of a mincha. That only requires one log, no matter how big the mincha is. That's what it's saying over there. No matter how small the minimum, that's an Isaron. No matter how big, that we know from the Chachamim is 60 Isaron, all of them get a single log. Right now we go back to the Nisachim of the animals from the Hin, the Chatzia Hin, the Shlishita Hin, and Revita Hin, which is Shisha Lapar, which is a Chatzia Hin, Arba Laayo, which is a Shlishita Hin, and Shlosha Kvasim, which is a Revita Hin. Minolon, how do I know that? Dichtiv, Niskeim, Chatzia Hin, Yelapar. By the Nisachim of the Par, it says it's a Chatzia Hin. And here, which we discussed yesterday, Hin is Tresar Lugayavin. Hin, it makes is made up of 12 log. So if I require a chatzia hin, I require 6 log. Dichtiv shemen zayit hin. So how do I know, this is very interesting, how do I know that a hin is 12 log? Because it says shemen zayit hin, so we know that a hin, here's the measurement used in the Torah. Dichtiv shemen mishchat kodesh yeh zed li l'dor techem. That's the shemen mishchat that was used by Moshe. And now, listen to this. Zeh b'gematria tracer havia. Zeh gematria is 12. So that's how I know that the hin equals 12 from the gematria of zeh. That's written by the hin. That's how I know that a hin has 12 log in it. Conceptually, very interesting that they use that. Right, also for gematria. So Rashi over here asks a simple question. He says, how do you know that it's 12 lok? All we know is from the gematria that it's there, that it's 12.
12 what?
12 what? So he goes, how do you know that? Maybe it's 12 revealed lok. So he says that the Torah only has one shear, only has one liquid shear, and that is a lok. There is no such thing as a revealed lok in the Torah. Revealed lok is all halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. It's all outside of the Torah shebichtav. Torah shebichtav only has one liquid measurement, and that's a lok. And therefore, when it says 12, the only one that it could be is 12 lok. There's no other liquid measurement that's found in the Torah. That's what Rashi says over here. That's how they knew that it was 12 lok. But that's what we're trying to divide up. What is the hin? The hin is 12 of what? It can't be 12 hin. It has to be 12 of something. The only other liquid measurement is this log that's found in the Torah. So that's why he says, that's how they knew it was 12 log, not 12 revealed log, not 12 chatzia log. Alright, now we have for the menorah. Shlosho mechsel menorah chatzia log the choner. Menahani mile. How do you know this? The Torah banan mi erev ad boker. What does it mean? Erev ad boker, tein lambida tashetei doleket dolechet mi erev ad boker. Give it enough oil so that it will last all night. You have to have sufficient oil with in the menorah said it will last overnight. So Dvar Acher, Mi'erevad Boker in the Chavudash, Kshira Mi'erevad Boker Lezu Bilvad. There's no other overnight melacha that is kasher. Now it's not really literally overnight, but melacha that is kshira after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. There's no other melacha that you're allowed to do that. Very good. Yeah, we'll get there in 1 second. I'll answer it. B'shira Chachamim, what is that? Chatzi log mi'orta batzafra. It takes a half log from night until morning. So now, how do they measure that? How do they figure that out? Igadamre mil malo lemato. Some say they did it starting with a larger number and went down to a smaller number, shiaru. Igadamre, and some say mimato lemalo. They went from the smaller number up to the bigger number, shiaru. What's the logic behind how they tested it? Samandamar mimato lemalo, shiaru. The one who says they went up in numbers. A Torah chasam umanam shel Yisrael. They don't want to have this all this oil that they'd have to waste. If they start with a large quantity, try to figure out what's the number to keep them overnight, then they have to start large quantities, all that goes to waste. So they wanted to chasam umanam shel Yisrael. Now the competing ideal over here is umandamar mimalo lamata. No, they start with a larger quantity and went to a smaller quantity. In an yut b'makom ashirut. It's a principle that's used many times in Gemara Shabbos as well, that when we come to the Mishkan, which is a place of ashirut, a place that we want to be royal, something that we don't want to have any skimp or be miserly. So over there we say, ein an yut b'makom ashirut. We don't act like paupers in the Mikdash. We don't save on oil. We don't just put in the minimum amount to see if we can get there. We go over in excess. So Rashi says, ein an yut b'makom ashirut means we allowed him to waste the extra oil. Tosfos says that we could have tested it with oil of chol. Why do you have to test with oil of kodesh? She could just have some
chol. How they test it? Because from the mouth to the mouth, how they test it? So they put a little bit.
So, didn't last enough, so then they had to.
But they did that night.
They had to add in after that
they
night.
Did the night.
Yeah, they had to add in more. The bigger question is that the night that they really tested was the winter solstice. If they're doing this on a sequential basis, they're trying to test going up or down. There's only one winter solstice. It was a little hard to do this test. It's not so straightforward. How they knew exactly how to do the test if there's only one night that's the longest night of the year. But they were doing this test in that way. Now, David asked before, here's a question. Wait a minute. This is the only Abolda that's Kshira at night. Tosus asks you a question. He says, wait a minute. Tzarechli Hashem. Hakdarate verim, trumata deshen. Those are both avodot that are done overnight. They're done at nighttime. So biyesh lefereish lo dami hakdarate verim mitchila mitchelat b'yom. First of all, hakdarate verim and pedarim are start from the day. We saw that earlier in the mesecta by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai that chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. It's amazing to do a mitzvah in its time that we allow you to be docha Shabbos to put the verim and pedarim on mizbeach, even though you could do a motzei Shabbos. So even though technically the mitzvah can be done at night, it really is done during the day, and it can be started in the day, and that's even better to start during the day. What about the Trumat Hadeshen? Trumat Hadeshen lo metchelet mishpiyat hachama. Doesn't start at sunset. It only starts from dawn or the next morning. That truthfully, the Korban HaPesach. Korban HaPesach does come up after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, even though it cannot be done at night. It says start, but so does the Hadlaka Neirot. We know that Hadlaka Neirot is not done at night. It's done in the Ben Arbayim. That's what's written by it. So that is the only one I didn't have an answer for, but the Korban HaPesach is also after Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. It's also done in the late afternoon. Now, the truthfully, it doesn't continue overnight, and that's probably the uniqueness of the Neirot, which is that they start Ben Arbayim, but they continue overnight. Well, it does, because if they are extinguished overnight, you do have to relight them. Oh, Pesach, right, correct. That's the difference between them. Yeah, it's also one times a year. Right, so I think there are ways you could differentiate, but that's the only one that I didn't see necessarily the easy solution for. All right, next Mishnah. Ma'arvim nischei parim b'nischei elim, and then nischei kvasim b'nischei kvasim. The difference is the ratio of oil to isaron. We know that the ratio for nischei parim and elim is 2-1, and that is because by the parim, they get 6 log shemen, and they get 3 isaron. So the ratio is 2-1. By elim, they get a shlishit in, which is 4 log, and 2 isaron. Again, a ratio of 2-1. 2-1. On the other hand, the Kvasim get a single Isaron, and they get 3 log, because they get a Reviyatayim, which is 3 log to Isaron. They're a 3-1 ratio. So the Parim and the Elim have a 2-1 ratio, the same ratio. Therefore, if they get mixed up, it's okay, because they're in the same ratio of Isaron to oil. But then Kvasim have 3-1 ratio. If they get mixed up within themselves, fine, but they cannot get mixed up with the Parim and the Elim. Kvasim shel Yachid v'shel Tzibor. Keves of Yachid and Tzibor, both those Nisachim have the same ratio, so that's okay if they get mixed up. Shayom v'shel Emesh. Today's Nesach with yesterday's Nesach, that's also okay, because we know the principle that you don't have to bring the Nisachim alongside the Korban. You can bring it Mikan Ad Asara Yamim. You're allowed to bring it even afterwards. Even though they're related, they don't have to be brought at the exact same time, so they can come at different times. Aval, this is the obvious point, that the kvasim can't get mixed with the parim and elim, because parim and elim are a ratio of 2-1, whereas the kvasim are 3-1. If they were already mixed prior to getting mixed up, meaning that each individually they were mixed up, the kvasim by themselves and the parim and elim by themselves, and afterwards then they mix up kshirim. Then they are kashir, because we're not afraid anymore of too much oil going one way or too much flour going the other way, because they're already mixed into a dough. Then they're mixed into a dough already, their mixture is a blila ava or blila raka, meaning a thin or thick, depending on the amount of liquid, their mixture, that's already done. If they get mixed after that, then we don't worry about it. Bimachlo balal, if they were not individually mixed, and then they get mixed together, pasul, it's no good at all. Akeves abayim maomer, afo pishim minchato kfula, loya nechasachav kfulim. Even though the mincha that comes with the karbona omer is double, it's two isaron, you do not double the shemen, and you do not double the yayin that comes with it, and we'll see that in the Gemara. Viraminu, we have a question in our Mishnah. It says, by the pasuk says, you're not allowed to mix up korbanot. You can't bring the chalavim of this korban with the chalavim of the other korban. Even though mixing up chalavim should have no impact. Here, there's no ratio, there's no mixture. They're just a bunch of fats. Those fats have to end up on the mizbeach. They get mixed up. And over here, it doesn't make any differentiation whether it's an olah and an olah, an olah and a shlamim. It doesn't make any difference. It can't get mixed up. The Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan makes the first attempt at answering the question. Im nitarvu kamar. That's what im nitarvu. We're saying that this is a case of bidiyevet. Don't mix fats and don't mix the nisachim. Now, if they do get mixed up, then this is the din. Our Mishnah is addressing the case of what happens if they do get mixed up. It's not coming and tell you, please mix them up. It's saying, if they do get mixed up, this is what you do. So that's how we reconcile between the braita that we just brought, which says don't mix, and our Mishnah that says mix. So now, ihochi. Now, the more challenges Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah it says, Ve'imar vim nischei kevasim v'nichsei parim ve'ilim ve'afilu im nitar. What the Mishnah does, and truthfully the Gemara here is pointing the wrong part of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah really had three stages to it. If you look in the Mishnah, the first stage of the Mishnah was Me'arvin, that you're allowed to mix. That was the first statement of the Mishnah, Me'arvin. Then we had a second stage in the Mishnah is, if they got mixed up, if they were already mixed singularly by themselves, and then they got mixed together, then we say over there, Nitarvu Ksherim. And then we have the last case, which is, Imachalu Galal, they got mixed together, Pasul. If I work the Mishnah backwards now, the last case is a case where it's Pasul. The case before that, where they were individually mixed, and they got mixed together, over there it says im balalam elu b'fansamay feinu matzani tarvu k'sherim. That's a b'diavet. That's what the lashon of the Mishnah there is. If it happens, then k'sherim. It's b'diavet. The implications for that are the first case are arvin is lechatchila. If you look at the three stages of the Mishnah, you'll have arvin, which would be lechatchila, im nitarvu, which would be b'diavet, and the last one's pasul, which means it doesn't work at all. So it's based on that. How could you, Rabbi Yochanan, suggest that our Mishnah is making a statement of b'diavet? If you look at the Mishnah, it seems arvin means lechatchila. So how could you make such a statement about the Mishnah, differentiation in the Mishnah? That's what the Gemara quotes, the middle piece of the Mishnah. That's what it's saying. Yochi, ein marvim nischei kvasim b'nichsei parim ve'elim, v'afilu nitarvu nami lo, and if they get mixed also, no? V'amiktani seifa balalan, elu b'fnei atzman, ve'elu b'fnei atzman, v'nitarvu k'sherim, b'chal the ratio l'chatchilo. That the ratio when it says mi'arvin, that is l'chatchilo. That would be a problem. So Amar Abaye, Abaye comes to give a solution. Abaye is going to give a solution, the Gemara is going to question something, and then give the solution again. Seems from all the Rishonim that the answers are both the same, there's just a little nuance between them, which is that there's a gzerat chachamim between them. So hachi kamar, me'arvin yeinam. You mix up their wines in nitava nitarev saltanu shmanan. So that we have here. Abaye says, if you mix up their wines, each nesach comes with its own unit of wine. Chatziyahin, revi'atayin, and shlishiyin. The same as the shaman is the yayin. But yayin, if you mix up the yayin, there's no problem, because the yayin, everything is the same, and it all goes to the same place. There's no ratio. The yayin doesn't get mixed with the nesach. It goes by itself, and it's either mizalfin al-pneya mizbeach, it was brought in nitava, it's not brought in nitava, it's poured down the shitim, pour down the pipes. But that's all done together. So if you mix the yayin, it's never a problem. So it says over here, what does this mean, me'arvin? Me'arvin means that you put the yayin together, im nitarev saltan ushmanan. That if they're solet and shema got mixed together. So now it sounds like from Abaye that this is only a din bidyevet. The yayin can only be mixed if the solet and shema are mixed together. So that the Gemara asks the question, if a yayin lechatchilo lo, is it really true that the yayin lechatchilo is not? Vatanya, we have a breita. When is it a problem to mix nisachim? That's only when we're talking about the solot and the shemen. But the yayin part of it, that you can mix the chatchila. Go ahead, pour them together. We don't mind. Problem at all, mixing them together. So El Rabbi, Abaye is going to fix what he said, but truthfully, this is what he said originally, but he's just going to make a bigger explanation of it. This is Achi Gamar. Heichi dehuktar sultan shmanan marvin yayin lechatchila. If there solot and shemen got on the mizbeach, there you can put their yayin together chatchila. Heicha delo huktar, in a place where it's yet to get on the mizbeach, im nitarev sultan shmanan marvin nami yenan. Then you can mix their wine together. Bimav ein marvin dilma alto le ruve solot to shemen lechatchila, because then you might come to mix the solot to shemen. So now let's go back and explain our Mishnah and the Braita. So Abaye in the first case, before we had the Braita that told us that you can put yayin on the chatchilo, explained it this way. V'hiktiro, the limitation that is brought by the Braita of Hiktiro, which says you can't mix chalavim, he relegates that to solot and shemen. Solot and shemen, the chatchilo, you cannot put them together, and that we learn out of the word v'hiktiro. Our Mishnah that says me'arvin, that says the chatchilo, you're allowed to mix something together, he says that's speaking about the yayin of the nisachim. And he says the chatchilo, if already the solot and the shemen got mixed together between the parim and the elim, or different kvasim, then you're also the chatchil allowed to put the yayin onto the mizbeach together and mix them together and put on the mizbeach. The next statement where it says in the Mishnah ein me'arvin, there that you're not allowed to put them together, that is when we're talking about the yayin of a keves with the par and ayu, even after they got mixed. That's a case where the shemen and solet of the par or the ayo got mixed up that with the keves. So even though b'di'evet they're kasher if you place them on the mizbeach, we are not going to allow you the chatchila to mix the wine. That's what it says, ein me'arvin. Don't mix the wine in that case, because we're afraid of the outcome afterwards. If we allow you to put the yayin together, you might come to think the chatchila that you can mix the shemen and solet together. Then the last statement of the Mishnah, which is imbalalan, if they were individually mixed separately, and then they came together, over there we say, go ahead, you can put the yayin on the chatchila, you can mix them chatchila. So that's why Rashi in the Ktav Yad reads the Mishnah, explains Abaye in the Havamina. Then all of a sudden we are faced with the Braita that says the chatchila, you can mix yayin, irrespective of whether the shemen and the solid got mixed together or not. So now we have the emendation of Abaye, and this is the explanation according to the Gemara, which is the Gemara now says, if their solid and shemen ended up on the mizbeach, it's already mukrav, they're not in front of us anymore, they were huktar al mizbeach, then ma'arvin yayin lechatchila. Then you can mix their wines lechatchila. That's the case of the Braita that says ma'arvin lechatchila. That's this case where the solot and shemen already went on the mizbeach. Here there actually is a machloket rishonim. According to Rashi and the Ktav Yad, that means it doesn't matter what. That's even if a par and a keves, or an ayel and a keves, if they, once they are huktar, you can mix their wines, no problem, because the solot and shemen is not in front of us. The Rambam, on the other hand, says no, that it's only true if a par and ayo, or a keves and a keves, you still have to keep that separation. That braita that says marvin yayin lechatchila is still with the separation between the behemot. Rashi in the Ktav Yad says no. Once it's put on the mizbeach, it's free reign. You can mix the wine no matter what. Then heichi delo huktar, in a case where it didn't end up in the mizbeach yet, but im nitarev sultan shmanam, they did get mixed up. The solot and shemen got mixed up. A par with the ayo, an ayo with a par, a keves with a keves. So they're mixed and they're sitting in front of us, not on the mizbeach yet. Over there we say marvin. That's our Mishnah. The Marvin Yayin of our Mishnah, where it says you're allowed to do the Yayin Lechatchila on the condition that the Shemen and Solot were already Mu'rav, if they were already mixed together. And that's why it says there, Marvin Yayin of Paranayo and the Keves and the Keves. It keeps them separate over there because it's only if they got mixed together. If they are mixed together but not yet on the Mizbeach, we say, go ahead, mix the Yayin of the Par with the Ayel, or the Ayel with the Par, or the Keves with the other Keves, but not between them. And that's the next statement of the Mishnah. The next Mishnah is in Marvin. You're not allowed to mix them. That's a case when the solot and shemen of a par or an ayo got mixed with the solot and shemen of a keves. It's sitting in front of us and it's yet to get on the mizbeach. We see over there, don't mix the yayin. Don't mix the yayin. You're not allowed to do that Ein marvin lechatchila. B'di'evet, if you mix the yain, it's kosher. But don't do it. And that's the last case. Vim lav ein marvim. Dilma ati le'uve solet v'shem lechatchila. So over here, we're choshesh. Why when we have the solet and shemen of the keves, as mixed with the solet and shemen of the par of the aisle, over there we say, don't mix the wine together. Well, they're already mixed. And the b'di'evet, they're kosher. Why don't we allow that? It's because dilma ati le'uve solet v'shem lechatchila. We don't want you doing that lechatchila. We don't want to allow you to mix between a par and aisle and a keves, because then you might come to do that lechatchila. So we say, if that's sitting in front of us, don't do anything with it. Then the last case, which is, if they were mixed separately and then came together, that doesn't involve yayin at all. That's talking about solet and shemen. If the solet and shemen were mixed separately and then they came together, b'di'evet, they are kasher, because they were independently mixed. On the other hand, if they were yet to be mixed and then they come together, then it's even b'di'evet, it's pasul, and that is because solet and shemen, their mixtures are different, and you put them together, then it's pasul. So now, in this explanation of Abaye, we've added on one more category. The additional category is of huktar, if they already ended up on the mizbeach. In the case where they already ended up on the mizbeach, we say, mix the wine, go ahead, everything's fine, and that's the braita. V'hiktiro, the braita we said before, they're not allowed to mix things, that's talking about the solet and shemen again. Solet and shemen, don't mix them together, chatchila. B'di'evet? Okay, b'di'evet, it is kasher. When it comes to the Me'arvin Yayin of our Mishnah, if the solet and shemen of the par and the ayo got mixed together and then they are sitting in front of us, then we can say, okay, mix their yayin lechatchila. If one keves and another keves, they got mixed together, go ahead. So the Me'arvin in the Mishnah, which says don't mix them together lechatchila, that's not about the yayin. That's when you got mixed together a parim elim with the kevasim, or the kevasim with the parim elim, since they're not the same. Once they got mixed together, we don't want you lechatchila putting the yayin together. B'di'evet, if you did it, kasher. Then the last section of the Mishnah is talking about solet and shemen, the gamrei, not involved with yayin at all. In that section, it says, depending on the mixture of the solet and shemen, when it's between parim elim and kvasim, if they were independently mixed and then came together, b'di'evet, they're okay. Whereas if it happened before they were mixed together, then there's no solution to the problem and they are psulim. Now the Gemara is going to discuss Keves Abaye Ma'omer. Turn banan. It says by the Minchat Omer, Minchato Shnei Esronim. Mincha is two Esronim. Limer ala Keves Abaye Ma'omer, Sheminchato Kfula. Well, if it comes with two Yisaron, that's double a normal Mincha. Normal Mincha like Keves is one Yisaron. One Yisaron for the Keves. Yachol Keshem Sheminchato Kfula Kachienu Kaful. Just like the Mincha is double, I should give it double wine. Tamal Omar, it says in the Pasuk, Vinisko Yain Revitayin. So these are the two things that are explicit in the Pasuk. Two Esronim, but only a Revit of Yain. Now, one thing that's not mentioned in the pasuk is the shemen. So that's what we're left with. We don't know. Yochol lo yeyeno kafol sheno nivlal minchato. Because that's not mixed with the esronim. Now you have the esronim of aish manot of folks nivlal minchato. Double the shemen because you have double yisaron. So double it. So you have to bring, instead of three loaf shemen, bring six loaf shemen here. Tamad omar vinisko. Kol nechasechav lo yu ela revi'it. Says vinisko that everything has to be revi'it. My Talmud, how do you see that from the pasuk? So amar b'laz aktiv. By the yayin, it says vinisko. Venisko is spelled with a hey and not a vav. So now whatever Karinan Venisko, even though it's written Niska with a hey, it's read, the Kri is Nisko with a vav. So Ketza, what do you do? Niska de Mincha, Kinisko de Yayin. It's female and male. Nesach Shela refers to the Mincha. The Nisko, Nesach Shelo, refers to the Yayin. So the Nesach Shela, the Nesach of the Mincha, is Kinisko like the Nesach of the Yayin. By Yayin Revit, Av Shemin Revit. Just like the Yayin is Revit, so too the Shemin is Revit. And therefore, even though you have a double Mincha in terms of the Esronim, two Yisaron, nevertheless it gets the standard Revit Ahin for the Yayin and for the Shemin, which means three log Shemin and three log Yayin. Right now, Rabbi Yochanan is going to make a statement. Sham mitzora shishachto shlo lishmo. Sham mitzora that you bring lo lishmo. Ton nisachim. You got to bring a nesach with it. Shimim ata omer kein psalto. If you don't say that, then you're going to end up with a pasul korban. So I'm going to explain this. Matif la rabna shibar gada elami atav. That's true. Keves abayim omer. The keves that comes with the omer shishachto shlo lishmo that you did shlo lishmo tei minchato kfula. That the nesach that you bring with it when you bring the omer shlo lishmo should have the same mincha exactly as the keves, which means the double mincha. Shim ata omer kein psalto. If you don't say that, it's going to be pasul. So I'll explain all of this in a second. The Gemara is going to come around. But Tamid Shal Shachar, Shachdol Shalol Lishmo, Tamid Shal Shachar, if you do it all the shame, Tamid Shal Shachar, you don't shnei gzirim b'kohen echad. Every morning, the Tamid Shal Shachar requires two pieces of wood be put there to burn it by one kohen. Shima ta omer kein psalto. If you don't do that, you're going to it out with a pasuk karban. Betamid shel ben rabayim sheshachto shelo lishmo. Eitaun shnei gzerim b'shnei kohanim. You should have two pieces of wood with two kohanim. Shem ata omer kein psoto. And if you don't say that, you would make it pasul. The Gemara's answer is ein ochanami. Yes, you're right. And what Rabbi Yochanan just said was any korban that has a specific item that is brought with it or a specialty item that's brought with it, if you do it lo lishmo in order to preserve that korban, that specialty item must be done alongside of it. So what are specialties? So here, by the Asham Mitzora, is the only korban Asham that has a nesach that comes with it. So now I made it lo lishmo in order to preserve the korban being an Asham and like it was beforehand and make it lo lishmo, but still alright, I have to have the nesach. It's not all other balim. Correct. It has to be a valid korban. Same thing by the tamid. Tamid shel shachar, tamid shel rabayim, a special thing that comes with them, which is the wood. It's a special item that's along comes with them. They have to have special wood put on them as mizbeach. So now if I do it lo lishmo, I also have to do that special item with them. Korban omer has a special, the kevis has a special mincha that comes with it, a double mincha. So I do it lo lishmo, I have to bring it alongside with it. And why is this? We're going to see this in the next part of the Gemara, and then it'll be easy to explain. Omer abaye, kadaminayu, nokot. So then, enochanami, abaye says, enochanami, he's bringing one out of the many examples. But these are all true. Now, Rabbi Abba Amar, or here it's Rava Amar, Bishlama Hanach Olot Ninhu. Let me explain you the difference. All the other karbanot you mentioned are Olot. Ilo Chazil Olat Chova, Karbi Olat Nidava. And Olah has different ways of being manifested in the Mikdash. It can be L'chova. It can be absolutely necessary, and you have to bring it, like the Tamid Shel Shachar, like the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, like the Olah by the Omer. All of those are Olot. Olot that are Chovot. Now, we also know that an Olah can show up in the Mikdash as a Nidava, a voluntary offering. So when you do a lo lishmo, what do you can change? You can make it into a voluntary offer. You can make it into a nidava. So then you won't need all those extra items that come alongside of it. You don't have to bring them because you just switched it from an olat chova to an olat nidava. Olat nidava, fine. It's a voluntary offering. You gave an extra donation here, but it won't require those extra items. On the other hand, elahocha ilu miklalei b'milte by the asham, asham nidava miika. An asham is a korban that comes from a chet, and an asham only comes as a chova, not as a nidava. So now I'm stuck in a position the asham mitzora. If he brings it, what are you going to say? It's an Asham Nidava? There is no such thing. There is no such Korban as an Asham Nidava. Therefore, I have to preserve the way it was when I brought it, which is that it has to be like an Asham Mitzora, Lo Lishmo. The only way to do that is to bring the Minchat Nesachim alongside with it. What Rav is saying is that this is a unique case. Asham Mitzora is unique, so is all the other cases which are Olot.
You can bring them without the
Shnei Gezirim, and you can bring them without the double Nesach, because you just swap it into an Olat Nidava. It requires a regular Nesach. It doesn't require a special wood be put on. Tanya Kavetz the Rabbi Yochanan, a bright that supports Rabbi Yochanan's position. Sham Mitzora Shachto Shelo Lishmo. Ushlo Natan Midamo Gabei Behonot. Did something wrong with it? Aizu Ola the Gabei Mizbeach V'Taun Nisachim. Tzarich Hashem Acher LaAtiro. The Balim are not Yotzi with this because he did Lo Lishmo. But the Hashem that's brought is a kosher Hashem as long as you do what you're supposed to do with it, which what? Bring a Nesach with it. So over here, what you see is that Rabbi Yochanan was very particular about what he said. Bring an Hashem and not Olot according to Rava, because Olot can be transferred, can be changed into Olot Nidava, and then they won't need all these special trappings to come with them. Now then, an Asham that can't be changed into a Nidava needs the special trappings with it. Tosos comes up right away and says, wait a minute, I have a ton of karbanot like this. Todah comes with lechem. Kivsei Atzeret comes with the Shtei Alechem. What are you going to do about all those? There, what are you going to say? Oh, it's a Nidava. So now over there, you can change into regular Shlamim. Now that works well for the Todah. It does not work well for the Kivsei Atzeret. Why? Because it's a Korban Atzibur. Korban Atzibur does not have a Shalmei Nidava. So that does run you into a problem. V'yesh lomar, and the answer that he says in the end, Alechem lo domin nisachim. Lechem nisachim are different. The nisachim chashiv etzvei kegufa karban. The nisachim are like, look like the gufa karban. We've had havaminas earlier in the Gemara. Right, you don't even though you have to bring them, but there was a havamin earlier in the Gemara that if you had a problem with the nesach, that might be posel the korban. Because they're considered to be a single unit. On the other hand, the lechem are always considered to be separate from the gufa korban. They come with the korban, but they're not the gufa korban. So the end, Tosfos differentiates between lechem and a nesach, even though other places we talked about the shtei lechem, they have to do tnufa together and they're all together. Tosfos makes that distinction in order to solve his problem and to say that even though these korban have trappings with them, when they're made into or done lo lishmo, you don't have to bring the trappings with them. All right, we'll stop over here.
Go ahead.